friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Woo! All right, here we go. Episode 2 of Friends with a Twist. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Madison.
And I'm Kenzie.
And to start off episode 2, I think we should start off with a shot of our favorite, Fireball.
Excellent idea.
All right, here we go.
Oh, that warms you right up.
Oh, spirits warm us. I love it. So, for episode 2, I don't know about you, but I was thinking maybe we could start off with kind of explaining how we came up with the name Friends with a Twist.
Okay.
And really what that twist means to each of us.
Good idea.
And maybe just kind of introduce ourselves a little bit more as far as our dynamic in the lifestyle with our partners and really like what our rules are and what we look for in the lifestyle.
Okay.
So I'm going to interview you first.
Oh, no.
All right, Kenzie.
All right.
So give me a little bit about, explain a little bit about what the twist means to you.
I think that the twist idea, there's all this talk about couples who are vanilla, meaning that they are not in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I feel like I at least haven't heard, maybe it's out there and I've just missed it, but there's not a good sort of analogy for people that are in the lifestyle. Like, we don't say that people are chocolate in the lifestyle versus vanilla. I think last episode, Madison, you mentioned something about Neapolitan.
So yes.
Maybe we can make that a thing. But we don't really have that dichotomy worked out yet. So that put that on the list there, swing friends. We got to figure out what flavor swingers should be.
Got it. So as far as you and Gary in the lifestyle, what would you say your twist is together?
Our twist has definitely progressed over the years, and I can say more about that at some point, but as of right now, in swing lingo, we are typically open to full swap. I won't say that that I'm always comfortable jumping into that with everyone every time, every day, all day, but it's on the table. In contrast to soft swap, if we have listeners that are sort of new to all this lingo, typically full swap is indicating that you are having sexual intercourse with the other people.
Couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of a better way to say that. There's a lot of sex happening typically once you're full swap. So we are open to that, but it's certainly not a requirement. It's not something that we absolutely have to have. And I know for me, it is really based a lot on our chemistry with the other couple. So again, not a mandate, not something we absolutely have to have, but it's on the table. So that can be a nice twist to mix it up every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
How about you and Barry?
Let's see. I think we're kind of on the same page as you guys. We have definitely sought out and searched for other couples. I think primarily other couples for full swap, soft swap, yeah, just like you explained. Definitely, we stick to all same room stuff. Like, we enjoy doing this together, and we like to have all these memories together. Like, I don't want him to go off and do something else where I can't see it. I kind of enjoy being able to see what he is doing as well. So we do a lot of same room stuff. We've definitely also searched out a lot. We've tried to search out single males. I really enjoy the male, female, male scenario that we've done multiple times. Haven't been so lucky, I think, with single females or the illicit unicorn that we talk about.
Right.
But once in a while, we're definitely open to that as well. But again, the main thing I think we seek out with this, just kind of like you said, is finding new fun people to talk to, find friends, at least put ourselves out there and become more confident, not only in our individually, but together sexually. I think that's really a pro about all of this, all these experiences. And kind of going back to that question I asked you about what Friends with a Twist means. To me, I think it's just the fact that we are, like we said our last episode, we're the social swingers. Like, we're friends, baseline. We're vanilla friends, but we are Neapolitan friends. So we like to have that sexy, naked fun together, too, whether we are doing sexual stuff or we're just being weird, crazy nudists in each other's backyards or whatnot. We are just very open. Like we said, we share We share friends' sexual experiences. We share husbands once in a while. And I think that's really just the twist of our friendship. It's a normal friendship, but we have all these other fun experiences that make it a little twisty.
Well said, Madison. So speaking of twisty, do you want to tell us a little bit about that post that you made on Instagram and Twitter?
Oh, yeah. So recently, on December 11th, to be exact, I shared a post on our Instagram and our Twitter, which, by the way, is FWAT_podcast on both Insta and Twitter. Please follow us. I shared a post about this awesome new toy that I got from Mr. Barry, my husband. It was this wonderful crystallized G-Spot rabbit that he ordered from pinkcherry.com. It is this purple vibrator that has fake little gems at the bottom. It's so beautiful. I loved it. He actually got me multiple toys, but that's the first one I opened because of the sparkle. I'm a sucker for sparkles. So we opened that up, charged it up, and I think that night that I posted that was the first night I used it. And it was a great experience, let me say. All I remember is, I think, honestly, that's the, not to be too graphic, but probably the wettest I've been in a while.
Nice.
No offense to you, Barry. You've been great. But with this toy, it's just, I remember right after we used it and went into having sex after that, it was like, whew, slid right in, just to be honest. So that toy, if you check out our post, that was amazing.
Why do you think that was, Madison? I mean, that's a glowing endorsement. I'm going to have to put that on my Christmas list now, too. But can you explain to us a little what spot it hit for you?
Well, it's that G-spot rabbit, so it hit that G-spot. No, it has this the front little section that hits, you know, the clit, which feels amazing. And then the big main part, the big handle of it, fits right inside the vagina and vibrates and feels wonderful. Sometimes I feel like toys, they can be a little, I don't know, too plasticky, too hard. Like, they don't feel supernatural going in. But this one, for some reason, didn't take too long. It takes me a minute to get, like, comfortable enough to let things slide in easily, which is probably a good thing. But this one, it went in pretty easy. There's, of course, multiple settings for how intense you want the vibration to be, or if you want it a little less intense, which I always start with lower. I always recommend starting low because you never know how much you're really going to need. You probably don't need much. But the outside hit my clit perfectly. Inside hit all the right spots. So if you check out our post, I absolutely recommend it. And not to mention, it's a beautiful purple color.
It is beautiful.
So that, I think that's one of the main new things with me. How about with you? What's been new with you guys? Have you been talking to anyone new, doing anything new, getting any fun new toys? What's up with you guys?
So no new toys. Nothing fun to report there. We have been chatting with someone new, which is a first, well, almost a first for us. We've been chatting with a single male, which is not territory that we have frequented. Not really for any great reason. It's not that we were ever against it, but just, again, I think to some extent, well, so single males aren't as unique as unicorns. But I think that certainly that's a whole nother dynamic when you're bringing a single into the equation, whether it's male or female. So we've just never found someone that we were interested in meeting until now. So there is someone we've been chatting with that we might be interested in meeting. So I don't have obviously great, wonderful details and stories yet, but hopefully a teaser for things to come. I can either tell you how wonderful it was in a future episode or...
Hope so.
What a disaster it was. I don't know. You know, these things can go either way. But we'll be optimistic and hopefully I'll have a good story in a future episode.
Where did you guys get in touch with this guy? Where did you meet him virtually?
Right. Gary found him on the interwebs, on the SLS website. And I was brought into the loop via Kick, which, again, if you've been in the swing world a while, I feel like that's a fairly common app that couples and people use to communicate rather than giving your, you know, personal phone number to someone new. Kick is a relatively maybe safer way to do that. So we've been chatting on Kick just to sort of get to know each other, kind of feel it out, see if there is enough chemistry to sort of warrant that initial meeting. Mm-hmm. I know for Gary and I, we tend to sort of take it in those steps. Gary is sort of my gatekeeper. Typically, people have to communicate, I guess, I don't know what the criteria are, but they have to sort of hit a certain level before Gary usually brings me into the loop, which I greatly appreciate. Shout out to Gary for that. Mm-hmm. So at this point, this individual has passed gauntlet one, and we'll kind of see where it goes from here. But not really having ventured into that territory yet, Madison, I know you and Barry have gone down that road a time or two. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice for me as I might try this out?
Yeah, I guess we've done this a few times with the single males. Gosh, advice is don't be let down if it doesn't work out. We've honestly had to go through talking to so many single males before we actually had some success. And we have had a good amount of success with people, I'm not going to lie. But there's a lot of people who flake out at the last minute. Not only just single males, but, I mean, couples do that too.
Yeah.
But definitely a lot of people who flake out. We've had people who do not look like their pictures that are current on the website. But if you do meet a guy, I'd say, I don't know if you guys always plan the first date, but I think with single guys, sometimes it's just easier to kind of do that while you have them, because I feel like they can be kind of elusive too in the lifestyle. But I'd recommend just going for it. I know it's new for you guys, so I'm kind of surprised that you're actually going for this. I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to hear about it. But I don't know. I don't really have any specific advice besides kind of just what you do with couples. Just go at it with no expectations, but I hope that you guys can have some fun the first time you meet them. No pressure. You don't have to do that. But I guess I just wish you guys luck with that. And I'm super excited in future episodes to hopefully hear about that.
Thanks for the advice, Madison. I hope to be able to share a fun story with you and our listeners soon. So enough about all that. Let's wrap up Chick Chat, keep this party going, and we'll move on to life and the lifestyle. So for our next segment, Life in the Lifestyle, we are going to start with, you guessed it, another shot of Fireball.
Cheers.
Oh, it's so good. So for this Life in the Lifestyle segment, we were going to give you a little bit of an idea of our 2020. Everyone has had a unique year, I'm sure, to say the least, but we wanted to try to focus on some of the positives. Some of the good things maybe that came out of 2020, some of our highlights, some of the fun that we were able to find despite the limitations that have been placed on a lot of us. So typically in a non-pandemic world, I would say that Gary and I, and perhaps you, Madison and Barry, are similar, try to get out once, twice a month to meet someone, to hang out, to attend a party, a function, something of the sort.
Yeah.
You know, give or takes, you know, some months are a little more active than others maybe, but we like to get out again. We like to meet people, find new friends, all that good stuff. We were able to do that at the beginning of the year. And I know that the four of us have talked about how we went out to try to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Perhaps not fully appreciating this whole COVID business, but that was really like our last hurrah for quite a while. It was back in March, and then obviously, you know, things happened. But we were able to find some silver linings along the way. So we wanted to focus and talk a little bit about those with you today.
Oh, yes. So definitely, I think one of the silver linings, at least for me, was the fact that me and you and our amazing group of lifestyle friends, we started this trend where, what was it, every week, maybe once a week, we would do these Zoom happy hours, which I always look forward to. We'd always have a theme for the happy hour, what do we do? We did anything but clothes party.
There was a tropical, some tropical Hawaiian, something.
Redneck party. Like, we did all these fun parties, and we'd all just get on a Zoom call. We'd have drinks together, do shots together, and we'd still be able to at least connect with our friends. Even though we couldn't go out, we couldn't really see each other in person. I loved the fact that we had a such close group knit of friends, close-knit group of friends that are in the lifestyle that we were able to do this with. So I have to shout out Kenzie and Gary for making this amazing board game for our group of friends that we all played together on one of our Zoom happy hours. Literally, well, I can tell, Kenzie, you did this part. You drew and hand-wrote out the board game. It's like a little Candyland-style game. It's just blocks that go around. You guys called it the Pandemic Path. And I forget exactly how we did. No, we just rolled a dice. And then depending, obviously, whatever number you got, you move that amount of spaces. But there were things like you could land on, remove a protective layer. They were all things that kind of related back to the pandemic or COVID itself. There's one that was a stimulus check, a spot you could land on, which I don't remember what that was, what we did for that.
I think you had to stimulate your partner.
Ooh. I don't know why I don't remember that. Oops.
Maybe you didn't land on that one.
I guess I never got that one. There were definitely, there's a spot that says bar closed, so take an unusual shot. And how about I'll list one more from the board game? We had a spot that said, didn't wash your hands, just as a joke, and it says, you now have to take a drink. So Kenzie and Gary mailed this out to all of our friends. We all got this as a surprise in the mail. And then that week when we had our Zoom call, we all got to open this and play this game together. It was awesome. We are definitely going to post a picture of this board game on our Instagram and our Twitter. And again, that's FWAT_podcast on Instagram and Twitter. So maybe you can make a fun little pandemic path game of your own and play it with some of your lifestyle friends while we try to get through this pandemic together. I think though, besides the Zoom happy hours that we did all throughout the spring, once the beautiful weather started to come and we hit summer, we were thankfully able to do a lot more fun stuff with some of our friends. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, Kenzie.
Sure. So Madison and I are both fortunate to have pools, which definitely gave us some other options. Again, as the weather became nicer, we could be somewhat responsible in having small gatherings and actually getting to see some of our friends again. So that was absolutely a bonus and a silver lining in this kind of crappy year. I think another silver lining somewhat connected to that is the opportunity that we had to connect in those small groups. While going to the big parties is super fun and, you know, I do sort of miss dressing up and dancing and some of those things, I think that this year has afforded us an opportunity to connect in those smaller settings. So that has been something to sort of be grateful for perhaps here in 2020.
So do you feel like with meeting in these smaller groups and having these small house parties, it kind of makes it easier to get into the lifestyle? You feel a little less pressure being in those big, high intense scenarios such as clubs or parties, like it's a little more intimate and easier to get comfortable in the lifestyle?
I would say so. I think at least for me, and even as sort of a random example, talking about Zoom happy hours, which I think a lot of people probably did back in the spring, like when everyone was first in lockdown, mm-hmm. whether it was with, you know, friends, coworkers, whatever the case is. We actually, I guess, technically like met a couple on Zoom.
What? Tell me more.
Oh, well, I don't know if there's much to tell. It was fairly awkward, but I would say if you were just trying to get into the lifestyle in 2020, I'm sorry. This is a heck of a year to do that. But I think that in my example with this Zoom meeting of this couple, it definitely took any sort of pressure off of, oh my gosh, you know, where is this going to go? How do we get out of this if we don't like them? I mean, it was a very low stakes, just low key sort of encounter. So perhaps that could be another sort of advantage to all of this, is it did take a lot of that pressure off.
That's pretty cool. We didn't actually get to do that with any new couples. So that's interesting. So what did you guys do? Did you just like make drinks on your own and pretend you were like out and you just asked each other questions back and forth? How long did you like Zoom with them? That's so interesting.
Yes, basically that was the format. There were beverages, you know, on each side. I would say we probably chatted for 45 minutes or an hour, and they were very nice people, and it was lovely to get to know them, but there was a degree, really with any first meeting, there was still some awkwardness, though it was Zoom, and it was almost, the Zooming made it maybe more awkward than it would have been just meeting in a bar, sort of like normal. So it was definitely the first time that we've done that in our years in the lifestyle. So there's that, I guess. It's exciting, something new to try.
True. Who would have thought that would be a thing in 2020, meeting new lifestyle friends on Zoom. All right. Yeah, Zoom is fun. We all know that, blah, blah, blah. But let's talk about some real fucking fun we had this past year. So I've been trying to rack my brain for a minute to really remember what did we actually do in person that was like new and fun. Besides like, you know, no offense, our like friend get-togethers at each of our houses, which we'll definitely talk about a little more. But I think one of our highlights was getting out for Halloween. Me and Barry dressed up for Halloween. We were a butterfly and a butterfly catcher.
So cute.
And we actually went out to a small lifestyle party at a local place. It's not very big, so it couldn't house that many people. So we were as safe as we could be. It wasn't overcrowded, but I think that was one of the funnest things we did this year, where we actually connected with new people. So we got to dress sexy. Like, I had my little teddy one piece on and my butterfly wings. Of course, for a guy, it's their usual pants and a t-shirt, whatever. Still looked hot. I love them. But it's really for the females going to parties dressing all sexy. So I think that was fun to do. That's something we definitely haven't done in months because of everything that's going on. So it was fun to, you know, put my heels on, put on the lingerie, go out in public. Well, to an extent, in public. Dance, meet new people, talk to new people. We didn't actually end up playing with anybody just because, you know, it was new people. We didn't know everybody. We just weren't really comfortable with that. But it was still fun to just have conversations with some new people and just let loose a little bit more than we had been able to in quite a while. What do you think one of your highlights was this past year in person?
So I'm going to skirt that answer a little bit because I feel like our 2020 highlight was a new piece of furniture. Now, bear with me, listeners.
What?
I know. So we bought what we have affectionately referred to as a sex bed for the backyard. So for the listener's sake, Gary and I have a fairly private backyard, especially in the summer months. We have some trees to shield us, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. So we bought this bed-like piece of furniture with a mattress that you can adjust. And that was a nice highlight to 2020. We tested the durability of the bed a couple times, and I can vouch for it. So we didn't, you know, roll it off the patio or anything. So we were able to test this bed with a couple people, I guess is the in-person part of this. And although it's kind of weird to be talking about furniture, that ended up being a pretty good purchase that I look forward to hopefully using maybe a little bit more next year when things are a little safer.
Yes, and I can vouch for this outdoor bed because we were lucky enough to be able to use that with you, and kind of we got to break it in ourselves, me and Barry and all four of us, and that was quite a fun little afternoon we had. So I think that was a good purchase.
Yes, definitely money well spent. So let's wrap up this life and this lifestyle, and we'll head on over to our next segment, Going Deep.
All right, our next segment we have newly named Going Deep. And this is pretty much where in future episodes we're going to talk about certain or specific scenarios and just kind of break it down a little bit more, kind of do like a little debrief on the situation overall and deep dive into some more details. So I think this episode we're going to focus on a July 4th party that we had at mine and Barry's house. For this party over the summer, we chose to invite not only lifestyle friends, but also some vanilla friends. So it truly was a little Neapolitan party. So that is always a risk. I'm just going to start off with that when you invite lifestyle or twist friends. And you also invite friends who should know nothing about this other side of you. It can be pretty risky, I will say. I had, we had family there for the first start. A little bit of family. We had some of you guys were obviously there, some other lifestyle friends. Barry also had some of his vanilla friends and coworkers there, so it was quite the mix. And of course, it was the middle of the summer. We expected to be using our pool, so people were in bathing suits, bikinis. We were obviously drinking like crazy because that's how we like to have fun a lot of the time. So there's always that chance that, I don't know, something might go a little askew.
Wow, so that is risky. What made you guys want to do that? Did you give anybody a heads up? I was there, but I'm going to pretend that I wasn't for the sake of asking this question. But no, I mean, it is. It is risky, like you said. So can you tell us a little bit more about why you wanted to take a walk on the wild side?
So I am happy to say that because we are the social swingers, like we really do have a great handful of vanilla friends, but we also have a great handful of lifestyle friends. So for us, it's just, we really just genuinely like hanging out with everybody. And when we have these big pool parties, we want to take advantage. So we want to invite all of our friends, whether they're in the lifestyle or not, just because we all have fun together. No, we do not tell our vanilla friends anything ahead of time. This is private. This is our secret alter egos. Like, they don't need to know about that. And I don't think in the past it's ever come up with anyone. Usually, especially when our family's there in the beginning of the day at these parties, we're pretty chill. We haven't drank too much yet, so we're all pretty respectable. But usually once the sun goes down, we know, me and Barry, we always take that risk. Like, oh God, is someone either going to say something inappropriate to hint at something to our vanilla friends? Is someone going to take clothes off? Is someone just going to be inappropriate, touching, flashing? All things like that we do worry about. And they've all happened at our parties. So let me get into that. So for this July 4th party, once the sun went down, family was gone. We just had our vanilla and our lifestyle friends there. Actually, a few of the lifestyle friends, you know, they went out for a while. They went back to their home. I think they were just drinking pregame a little bit more. They ended up showing back up at our house with some more of their lifestyle friends, which we knew the people. We've met them before, but it was a surprise to us that they showed up. So at this point in the night, it was majority lifestyle friends in our house and a handful, I think, of straight up vanilla people. Co-workers, Barry's co-workers, people who do not need to be in lifestyle situations, at least from our perspective. So, to unbeknownst to us, all of a sudden, some of the girls took their tops off in our backyard. And our backyard, let me say, is not as private as yours. Like, yeah. We're not in a close neighborhood where our neighbors would have seen something, but we're not as secluded as you would think. So, so that was a surprise number one. And then I remember all of a sudden Barry turned around. A bunch of us were standing out near the pool, and we turned around, and he looked at the slide. And all of a sudden, it was just balls and penis out there on the slide with these vanilla coworkers there too.
Right.
And they saw it and they were in shock. As were we. Well, myself, honestly, I was a little tipsy by then, so I didn't really pick up on how weird and inappropriate this was. But after the one girl got topless, after the guys just went down the slide together naked, more girls started getting topless. And then I was a part of it, and we were doing a photo shoot in the garage. All of us topless girls and Barry's vanilla coworkers were peeking in and being like, do you know what's happening in there? Oh my gosh, like, what is going on? So it didn't really hit me until I think a couple hours later that, like, oh shit, they're gonna have questions. Like, I don't think that's normal. Maybe, I don't know. But I remember the next day I was talking to Barry and I'm like, just tell them we were just so wasted. That's just what happened. We just got so drunk. We're all comfortable. We don't know each other. We don't care. We just have fun. Just blame it on that. Blame the nakedness on the alcohol. And he's like, okay, fine, whatever. I think the rest of the weekend passed. And then he went in to work the following week. Him and his coworkers are kind of, you know, debriefing about the weekend. And they had brought up the topless girls. And then they asked him.
How could they not?
Of course, right? These single, I think they're all single, I don't know, vanilla young guys. Of course, boobies, yay, like they love it. But that's not the norm, right? I don't think, at a lot of people's parties. So they definitely did bring up the S word, the swinger word. Questioning like, oh my gosh, like, do you think some of your friends are swingers? Like, did you see them? I can't believe that happened. Have you, like, just questioning, like, have you ever thought about that? Do you think they are? And, of course, this totally surprised my husband. He was like, I'm pretty sure, at least in his head, he was like, oh, my God, what am I going to say? But he's very calm, cool, and collected to the outside world. So he totally played it off fine. But now I just always feel like they're going to have this secret, like, question or judgment, I guess, in a way, mm-hmm. of, like, what are these people into? I think they're probably a little jealous because if us and our friends are that comfortable being naked and having crazy fun pool parties and touching each other, like being around each other and our boobs are all touching, yay, we're just friends, no big deal. I'm sure they love that and they want to be a part of it. Yeah. But we definitely do not want to cross that line with, I don't think, any of our vanilla friends or coworkers. We definitely want to keep this very strict and separate from that world. Mm-hmm. But that party, lines got a little blurred as far as actions. And thinking back about it, I think we were a little kind of disappointed, honestly, in some of our lifestyle friends, just because we really didn't think that was appropriate. Like, they knew there were vanilla people there, and mm-hmm. we don't want to expose ourselves in that way. So, yeah, we were a little disappointed in how all of that went down. But I think the Vanilla people just thought it was crazy enough that they just love to kind of bring it up every once in a while. We laugh about it. Haha, yeah, play it off. Yeah. We're crazy. Fun. But yeah, that was wild. I did not expect that for July 4th.
Yeah, I don't think any of us did. And I will say that for us and our group of friends, there tends to be that level of, I would say, trust that we are fortunate that we can sometimes have that mix of different friend groups together and sort of trust that people are aware of that and will kind of follow the rules, so to speak, for a while anyway. Obviously, this was an exception and, you know, things happen and whatever, you know, we move on. But yeah, definitely that was an interesting party to sort of partake in and to sort of be a witness of all the shenanigans that were going on.
I think I always joke that I say, Kenzie, your house is the naked party house. I always say that. I'm like, if we're going to have a party, a lifestyle party, it's at your house. Our house is the family, friends, vanilla parties. Yay. Well, apparently now it's a whatever goes kind of thing. But typically, yeah, I think for some reason we kind of try to have the naked parties at your house. And we try to have the slightly more respectable vanilla parties at our house. So this was a little exception to that. We did not plan it. And definitely that's a risk you take when you invite different groups of people to any sort of party. I think we're going to be very cautious moving forward about who we invite to one large party, just because we really don't want that to happen again. It was a little too close to home, a little too uncomfortable. Even though we're okay with it, we don't want to put our other vanilla friends in that situation. But typically, our lifestyle friends are so awesome. We can party with them in vanilla clubs, bars, places, our houses. Normally, everything is cool. This was just a, I don't know, double whammy. Got a little crazy. So here at Friends with a Twist, obviously we are big advocates for friends, having friends, meeting lifestyle friends, trying to get the best crew you can to be comfortable with and hang out with. But I'd say just caution when you do choose to mix groups of friends, especially once you get alcohol flowing, there's that risk you take as far as you don't know what's going to happen. Even though it's people you trust, there's just always times where things get a little out of control. And it's just not the appropriate place to kind of let those things show when you're mixing those groups of people.
I would agree. I know for Gary and I, we haven't really crossed that line, I guess. We don't tend to really mix groups of friends at the same party. I mean, every once in a while, I guess we have. But it is a risk. I think it can certainly work and it can be fun. But again, just sort of that word of caution, if you're thinking about having that mix of friends all together, could be worth a gentle conversation ahead of time. Or again, just kind of, you know, being aware of what everybody's doing. Which can be hard enough as when you're hosting something anyway, just kind of adds another level. So can definitely be fun. It can definitely work, but just some things to keep in mind if you are considering going down that road.
Well said, Kenzie. All right, so let's take a short break and we'll come back with our surprise question from Gary or Barry.
And we're back with our next segment, our surprise question from Barry and Gary. And I believe this month it's brought to you by Barry himself. So live on air, our question. Do we consider ourselves size queens? Do we look for or forward to a partner that is above average size in length or girth or both? My goodness, it's warm in here now. My goodness.
So are you a size queen?
Oh God, I've never defined my identity that way. I don't know. No, I don't think that I am a size queen.
You know, I don't really know if I am either. Well, maybe to an extent. I don't know. Like, I like a certain size, yes. I know, I feel like females always say, oh, the bigger the better. Well, I've experienced quite the array of sizes, lengths, and girths, in a good way. I don't know.
Get a girlfriend?
So, you know, it's like guys say negative things about the size of girls, too. So, same thing. It goes both ways. Like, I don't want to feel like there's a little, hot, what do they say, like a hot dog going down a hallway or, I don't know, whatever. Something like that. Yeah. Like, a little itty-bitty thing. Maybe it's long enough, but it's skinny and girth. Girth, that was kind of the question.
Yes.
I don't know. There's pros and cons to that. But I will say I've also experienced, like, the double whammy, the length and the girth, like, big and long. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, ladies, but I just don't agree with you. I didn't enjoy it. It was just too much. Like, it hurt. And I just felt like I couldn't relax enough. And because I was nervous, I couldn't get wet enough. And that just made it even worse. So I was just, like, trying to get through. This is so sad, but just trying to get through the experience to do it. And I was like, maybe it'll just get better. Keep going. Keep going. But it was just too big for me that I ended up not enjoying this situation or the scenario. And I honestly don't want to experience that again. So sorry, guys. I just, if you're too big, you're too big. And that's not good for me. I guess I'm just somewhere right in the middle. Like, a little bit of girth, a little bit of length. Like, you need enough to hit the whole back. Like, I like it hard and rough. You know, you need to hit the back. It's got to be long enough. But there is a limit. So I think I'm definitely somewhere in the middle. I'm not crazy particular. Like, when we talk to guys on SLS or through Kick, I don't say, like, give me your measurements. Like, I hate when guys start off with that in their messages. Like, I don't care what your length is. That doesn't really make or break our situation. Like, that won't mean I will or will not meet you. It's just, I fall somewhere in the middle and I kind of just go with the flow, have to try it out, but I don't have set requirements. So yeah, I guess I'm not a size queen per this question. How about you?
I agree with pretty much everything that you've said. I don't have any sort of minimum requirements to ride this ride. And I agree that there is such a thing for me as too much.
Yeah.
I think I have had those experiences as well where it's just too much. This is going to be a bad story because I don't remember where it started, but Gary and I have joked for many years between ourselves that I have a small vagina.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Well, I don't know. I guess it could be worse. So I feel like I cannot always accommodate the monster cocks of the world, and I'm okay with that as a person. So like, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and like, I'm okay with that. So yeah, so I would agree that there's some sort of like perfect happy medium, and I wouldn't necessarily be able to put like an exact number on it, but there is sort of that sweet spot where it's long enough, it's girthy enough, it's hard enough, and it just hits all the right places. That for me is really the key, not some magical number or that kind of criteria.
But
I agree that there's
that happy medium.
Yes.
And congrats on you and your tight little perfect vagina. Good for you. No, I will agree. It's great. It's sweet. It's perfect. It's angelic. I agree.
Oh,
I talk from experience.
No,
but
it's not.
People do Kegels to get to be like you. But anyway, I think we're both kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
So we're not super picky. We're somewhere in the middle. And it seems as though there's a part two to this question, which not read to us. So I'm going to read that now. So part two of the Gary Berry surprise. Describe your favorite cock. Oh. Favorite. Well, of course, obviously, it's my husband. So.
Duh.
No, but majority of all the ones I've experienced have left this. They have a soft spot, a sweet spot in my heart. They all mean something to me. No, well, most of them. But anyway, my husband's. Well, it's my favorite. So it's just how I described. It's not too long. It's not too short. He said, it's like that,
he's like a unicorn of penis perfection.
It's like that children's story where it's about the cup of porridge.
It's not too hard, it's not too soft.
It's not too long, it's not too short. It's my perfect cup of porn. And it all depends on, it all depends on how they use it too.
Yes.
Just because it's perfect doesn't mean they know how to use it right, so... The perfect cock needs to be strong, confident, firm in my body.
Yes.
And so maybe it's not super long, super short, not super wide, whatever. But as long as I know how to use it, can hit me hard enough and make it worth it and feel good, then it's perfect to me. How about you?
I do not disagree with any of that. Not quite as fun, but for me, the perfect cock needs to be clean.
Oh, well, dumb. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just throwing it out there in case there's some gentlemen listening that are, you know, hoping for some tips. Like, there you go. There's the big secret. Clean it up. Mm-hmm. Trim it up. Do what mm-hmm. you got to do. Mm-hmm. That helps a lot. But yes, I mean, again, for me, my favorite cock would be Gary's. Hard. Just the right length.
Yeah.
Good girth. It's a good solid handful I can wrap around. Mm. Hits the right spots. Mm-hmm. It's nice. Wait, so I got on a little tangent there. I'm sorry. I went somewhere else in my head there for a second.
It almost seemed like you just started envisioning it, or you were, I don't know, remembering all the feelings of it. Yes. You kind of just got lost in your old world describing it.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry, listeners.
So I think the takeaway here is that we are not picky. We enjoy our fun experiences. Yes. We obviously are privy to our husband's cocks, but we know what we like. We like people who know how to use it. They're clean. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Maybe spritz it with some cologne, hair well shaven. Ooh, this is a tangent, but can I go on a little tangent here? So speaking of just our ideal perfect cock, how do you feel about their counterpart?
The balls?
The balls. How do you feel about that? Are you like a, ew, no, stay away? Have you ever dabbled in? I know we talked about sugary balls last time. We seem to talk about balls a lot, and I promise we won't do this every time. But it just came to me. So how do you feel about that?
So I think I probably fall into the camp of women who don't appreciate balls enough. I will own that. I try to pay them an adequate amount of attention while I'm in the nether regions.
With hand or mouth?
Either.
Okay.
I can take a ball in the mouth every now and again. It's fine. But as a unit, as a sort of sexual being, like, they don't really do it for me in that way. Like, I'm not going to look at a pair of balls and just start dripping. Like,
wop.
Yeah, that's really not my game. But I appreciate, you know, physiologically, like, they have a use, they have a purpose. Like, I get it. Sure. Like, I'm glad that they're there for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't crave balls per se.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't think anyone does. But to be honest. No, I think recently I've kind of dabbled into that more. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. No. I think just from listening to different lifestyle podcasts, it kind of piqued my interest a little bit more. I've heard just different techniques people do. So I don't know. I've been trying to do that a little bit more. Right. Fondle a little bit more during blowjobs. I don't know. They're kind of fun to cup and roll around like dice in your hand. It's fun. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I don't squeeze them that hard.
Well.
But, and then once in a while, it's okay to, you know, pop them in your mouth a little bit, swarm around. It's kind of fun. So, you know, I have no standards on those. Well, except maybe not Harry. But anyway, that just, you know, we were talking about all our preferences and that just came to mind too.
No, that's a good point.
Had to touch on that.
So there you have it, folks. The surprise question from Barry and Gary, keeping us on our toes, as always. Mm-hmm. And there's our take on that question for this month's segment.
All right. So that was our last episode for 2020, our second episode overall. We plan to catch up with you guys again early in the new year, early 2021. And we'd definitely love to hear from some of you viewers out there. You can connect with us on friendswithatwist@yahoo.com if you want to send us a message. You can also follow us on Instagram at @FWAT_podcast. We're also on Twitter. You can tweet us at the same thing, at @FWAT_podcast. Mm-hmm. We look forward to hearing from you guys. If you would also like to give us a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on, such as Apple Podcasts, please, we would appreciate if you would do that for us as well. If you like us, also share us with your friends. We want to get out there. We want to share experiences with you.
So we'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you want to know more about. Give us some examples of your experiences. We'd love to be able to share them with all of the listeners out there. So until next time, get out there and find your twist.
Ooh, yeah.